Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fence.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the side with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Wish I could large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Good morning, Leroy.
What's happening?
How are you today on this lovely Thursday?
I'm good. Watching these basketball games, I'm not going to read into too much, but Vegas looks good.
Yeah, they got a win yesterday. They got off to a big lead, 3-0. They've been rallying around, you know, themselves. I mean, they had the whole controversy last week where the league stripped him of a second-round pick and fined Tortorella's just doing whatever he wants because he just showed up out of nowhere to lead
like
them.
He's like doing them a favor.
He's just like, yeah, I'll do what I want. Now, right. You fine me $100K, who cares? You know,
I cost him a second-round pick.
I know, but
how many rounds are there in hockey? Just does anybody know right offhand? If you don't, that's fine.
No.
And I always wonder in hockey when everybody goes to the minors, right? Like kind of like baseball.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a loss is a second round pick? It's not like other sports.
7 rounds in hockey. It's not nothing.
It's not nothing. But I'm just saying, like, they do it almost like baseball, right? There's not a lot of guys that go right into.
No, you're gonna have some times where you're gonna go to the minors, but it's still, you know, they're like any other league. It's the cheap talent. It's the guys that you're gonna kind of have as the floor of your. the organization.
Sam Miskevich's
of the world, right. Aaron Ekblad's. I mean, Aaron Ekblad was right off the bat, but Barkey, like all these guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that draft was loaded.
I got you. But yeah, I'm looking forward to these basketball games. I don't know if Cleveland can bounce back. I'm like, they say, should they try to hide James Harden? I'm like, now?
Wait a minute.
Now
hide him where?
Hide him where? The yeah. man's right. beard is sticking out.
Yeah, how do you hide him?
And he's fat.
I mean, the crazy thing about it is that, Vlad, you know what I'm getting ready to say. Crisscross applesauce. You could always end up with how you want it. So unless you're going to play a zone.
I love crisscross applesauce.
Yeah. Because they just keep Chris out and it's just,
well, I think the thing that's tough for it, too, is you seem to have a coach is a little delusional on it. Maybe he's protecting his player, but he's like, oh, yeah, no, I never thought about it.
Right.
And I think that's the thing. They make this big trade in the middle of the year with Darius Garland and getting rid of him because he was, you know, he had his also fit issues. He's small, but, sheesh, it was a rough look.
Yep.
A rough look.
I put a lot of that. I know a lot of people don't. I put a lot of it on James Harden's effort because sometimes you could play poor defense but give big effort and it helps. There were just times where he just, go ahead, player, get that layup.
He's a bum. I've only been, you know, I mean, you're using nicer words about it, but, you know, the guy stinks at defense. He always has. And, you know, guess what? Doesn't get better when you're older.
Right.
Not at all. Headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. The Marlins got smoked yesterday by the Atlanta Braves, 9-1. Chris Sale doing Chris Sale things, even if he's old as hell. He gave up one run over seven innings, struck out eight. You know, I mean, the Marlins did that genius thing where they, you know, it's a lefty, so it's like there's two Marlins. There's the real Marlins who get to play against righties, and then there's the Peter Bendix AI Marlins who get to play against lefties. And even if Chris Sale is good, it's like, let's throw our batch of terrible righties out there. Let's see if that makes the lineup work. It doesn't because, you know, they all hit, 100 and ground out to everybody. So you'll get permission to watch the actual Marlins today.
Oh, why?
Because there's a righty on the hill.
Oh, okay.
So you'll actually get to see guys who play for the Marlins today, and we'll see if that's a better product. But, yeah, this is, it's annoying. It's like you tune into those games, you're like, what's the point? You know, because what do you know? You have yesterday, who gets all the hits? Your first two guys.
Right.
In Xavier Edwards and Otto Lopez. And then it's just like, all right, here we go. Now here comes a bunch of replacement guys.
All right. I was at the game. I'm frustrated. I was frustrated at McCullough. Like, you let Jensen stay there a little too long.
Jensen Junk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You let him stay there a little too long. Like, he was, once he started, what was it, the sixth, was it a sixth inning?
He started the sixth inning, right. And he gave up another three-run tater tot.
Right, but once he started putting those two runners on base, that was the time to go to the bullpen and get somebody. He's tired. He's maxed out. Like, it was time to get him out. You left him then, boom, three-run home run, Dominic Smith, and it was over. I have never seen a series where both teams use rotational players, positional players, to pitch Monday. The Braves
had 12-0 lead. Yeah,
the Braves had to use positional players, and then yesterday, Sanoa was everywhere. I think he started at right field. Then he went to third base. Then he's a pitcher.
He's gonna do what he can do. He's gonna do what he can do for you. That's what Javier Sanoa is gonna do. But it's just, you know, look, they're not a good team. I mean, it's. I think they're not the embarrassment that maybe people projected them to be, but they're not good. But the thing that makes it really frustrating is to try and make this a math game with, charge.
All rise.
Wow.
Minus one.
Very late today.
No trains?
She has no trains. She doesn't even, that's a have nothing. but I'm just late today, face. Like, yep. But to have, like, this whole thing, like, you're, you know, it would be one thing if you're, you know, a stacked lineup as it was, and it's like, oh, yeah, we got guys in reserves. But it's like, you're already on your second wave of guys. You've sent guys down to the minors. Mm-hmm. Why do you think you're going to gimmick this? And you're going to, and it's going to result, like, what, at what point does Christopher Morel stop getting at bats? Right. When does it happen? When do I get to stop watching him try and go out there? Because I'm telling you right now, Christopher Morel could try and hit lefty against the lefty. Maybe that would work better for him than hit right-handed.
I think part of the problem is they're playing, I don't want to sound mean when I say this, they're trying to play big boy baseball with all the switches and changes with a young Timu lineup. Like, you don't have the depth that a lot of teams have, and so I would rather you just go ahead on and let your stars play regardless of what the situations are, giving them a break every now and then, but not trying to scheme and go lefty-righty or whatever, because your roster isn't deep enough for that.
Just send them all to Jacksonville. You know, Hernandez, Jimenez, Ruiz, Morel. Give me some jumbo shrimp, and then do me a favor. Only play him if somebody needs a day off. Stop right, doing this nonsense exactly. Where we're going to put out a calculator, type in the programming, splits.
Tobin hates analytics.
But I don't like it. It's not that I hate analytics. I hate forcing analytics.
Right.
You're forcing it. You're playing non-talented baseball players thinking that's going to work because you're trying to hack something against better players being out there. So you think playing Jacob Marcy, who's starting to put it together, he finally is starting to put it together. He's getting good at bats going, and you think having some schlub bum because he swings from the right side is better than having Marcy, who's actually playing better. And I'm just never going to sign up for that. And you guys aren't good enough to play those games. You're not, Peter Bendix.
Which is my whole point.
It's annoying.
Your team is not good enough to be playing. And here's the worst part. A lot of your players are young. So there's certain situations during the course of a game that you eliminate that they're going to eventually have to go through because guess what? If by some chance this team makes it to a playoff run and they're playing for a pennant, they're doing all these things, you're going to want your best players playing all the time. You're not going to be playing lefty-righty stuff. You want your hitters hitting. So why can't they get used to this now?
I'm just trying to figure out, like, how many more weeks do you need to see these schlubs keep going against lefties? When comes the game when they actually knock around a lefty? And I get it. It's Chris Sale. He's one of the best to do it over the last 10 years. So, but this is 2 days in a row. And you've gone out there, and I'm just going to do my analytics. This is called Tobes of Linux, okay? It's a dangerous game, I understand. But this is what we're going to do. We're gonna take a little looky-loo, and this is my analytics. All right, 12 runs with a normal lineup, okay? Then you score 4-1. Huh. Seems like a big difference. I'm no mathematician there, Bendix. And you keep running these dudes out there. And I'm like, they go up there, and the only thing that they're helping you with is a breeze indoors at Lone Depot Park because of how much whiffing they're doing. So I'm just saying, for the love of God, stop getting too cute. At this point, what are you? You're 6 games under 500. What are you trying to gimmick, dude? Let the young guys go out there, get experience, because these hacks that you put out there, you want to put one in? Put one in. I'm not for no lineup changes, but I am against taking out half of your lineup every time a southpaw is on the hill and being like, yeah, this will work. It never works. Right. When's it going to work? It's almost June.
So dumb.
Very frustrating. Very frustrating to watch the Marlins win. I can go to their best games and see who was in the lineup. And then go to their worst games and see who was in the lineup. And I just think that if we can see it, and I'm just a baseball fan, then how the hell are we still playing analytics? I want to play baseball.
It's already a hard game. These guys have very few runs of when they're in the zone. And to yank people out to put in lousy baseball players is stupid. I don't give a rat's ass. You could send me every spreadsheet, every calculation, every split, every VORP, WAR, WHIP. Who gives a rat's ass? Go out there, play better baseball players. You want to sneak in one every now and then? You think this guy's going to have a hot day? Cool. Fine. We used to do that back in the day. Mike Redmond, Leroy, used to own Tom Glavine. Owned him. All right, so you put Mike Redmond in there. Why he owned Tom Glavine? I don't know, but he did. So you had a Mike Redmond day when he wasn't doing naked batting practice. But to do this with five players for back-to-back games.
Yeah.
Oh, what are we doing? Anyway.
You had to mention that, didn't you?
What?
The naked batting practice.
Just so in case anybody didn't know. Just in case anybody didn't know. So I'm glad we get the normal Marlins today. Sandman's on the hill. You know, they're facing a righty, so we'll get to see the normal Marlins today. They'll probably win, and you'll get a split, and you'll be like, oh, Tobes, you should have been happy with the split. No! Stop telling me to be happy with stuff when you're shooting yourself in the foot and you're playing a worse baseball. You're already not that great, and you're putting a worse version of yourself out there?
That's my whole point. The whole point. You are managing these games like you got the Yankees, right? Like the guy coming off the bench also hitting 250 with 15 home runs during the course of the year.
So, hey, do me a favor. Hey, August Urias hit a couple of home runs. Take the catcher's gear off of him. Put him on the bench to put against righties instead of Christopher Morel. Try that. But get this guy off the baseball team. He's no good. He stinks. I've evaluated it. Here. Boop, 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 boop. Calculations come back. He stinks.
Like, you don't need calculations for that, right? Like, you get calculations. We don't need calculations.
Just enough. Stop. Wait,
what are your calculations on Morel? He stinks.
It'll come around. The median will balance back. VORP, WAR.
No, it won't. Go see if you can do it in Jacksonville. And then come back and see me.
Wait. Who was the pitcher they just brought back?
Garrett.
They said he was struggling in AAA. Why would you bring him up?
Dude. Anyway. That was baseball. In the NBA playoffs, the Thunder held off the Spurs 122-113. Series even at one apiece. Jalen Williams, they took him out again with the hammy. I saw a towel on the back of his hammy. That can't be good.
No, it. Let me just tell you what happens. So you pull a hammy and you're out for a substantial amount of time. And then you work your way back and you start playing again. What happens is, though, when you get fatigued, you put more stress on that injured hammy. So it might be something as you get dehydrated, right? You've been playing a bunch of minutes. Like, and you could re-aggravate it. So it's very, like, there's other things that you have to do that have nothing with the injury to make sure you don't have a recurring injury. And part of that is, you know, you've seen, there was another guy who cramped up.
Yeah, Harper left the game, too.
So it's kind of.
And he's their second best player. Well, maybe Castle, but Castle's turning the ball over like crazy.
It's kind of one of those situations where, like, yeah, they're playing hard. You get in a game time situation. You start feeling comfortable, and then you put a certain level, a championship strain on that injury, that previous injury, and then add the fact that you're not getting the same rest you were when you were rehabbing. You're not getting the same amount of fluids in your body that you were getting, and boom, you re-injure it.
Crazy, man. Weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com. It is currently 83 degrees, mostly cloudy. Sunny day ahead. Lovely day. Lovely day, everybody. Some wind gusts, maybe up to 16 miles per hour. Humidity, 72%. Take a break. Back after this.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Ed Orgeron's back, huh?
Where is he?
He's been hired by LSU. He's on Lane Kiffin's staff.
Wow, that's crazy, huh?
Yep.
Like, you were the last head coach to win the national championship.
That's right.
And now you're O-line coach?
I think he's like a recruiting assistant, something like that. I don't even know if he's got like an official
title.
But it's happened a lot over the recent years.
What
was that guy that got it? Bobby Petrino? Then he returned back to the place where he got caught with the hanky panky.
Arkansas?
Yeah,
he might have.
Yeah, they always hire retreads, even if they got to fire. They'll write them another check.
I mean, they've had a long time relationship, but it feels like it could be wonderful or it could be a disaster for those two because of extracurriculars. But we'll see. We'll see. It is good to see Ed Orgeron back. So that means he's no longer going to be hanging around the Canes, huh?
Oh, no. Okay, go back to Go Tiger.
We back. I mean, we'll see. Those two feel like they can get up to a lot of mischief.
Can, Ed Orgeron and Lane Kiffin. Ed Orgeron feels like he should be coaching in some capacity in the state of Louisiana.
I agree with that.
Right? The fact that he was at what, USC or UCLA? Well,
he was at
USC.
I think he was at USC before.
Right.
But he got
no. That's what I'm saying. Before he got the original the LSU job.
Yep.
He's smart. Give him credit. He went to LA. He's been to Miami, but he can never say no to old Louisiana.
I would have figured that would have been like a lifetime job after you win that. But apparently, you know, he couldn't keep his eye on the ball after he won the championship. You know, too much fun. Too much fun was happening around Ed Orgeron.
Hanky panky.
So if there's going to be a good influence around him, I guess it's going to be Lane Kiffin.
Is that crazy? Lane Kiffin and Ed Orgeron coaching on
that's
the same.
No, it's going to be pure mischief. Like, I know. I don't think it's – I mean, there's no way that's going to work.
No.
There's no way.
Well, if he's not, they're not going to be on the field together, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
Leroy, I think I'm more afraid of them off the field than I am on the field.
But, I mean – they're going to have ladies' night together?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, Ed Orgeron, didn't he have the honeys hanging around the program after he won it all?
Yeah.
He was the mayor of Baton Rouge.
They were practicing. He wasn't coaching practice.
He was the governor of all Louisiana. You win a championship in Louisiana because it's not that big. So, yeah.
Maybe that's what, Lane Kiffin wants, like, a conciliary for
that's,
LSU.
No.
I think I got it.
No, you didn't.
I think I did.
No, you didn't.
What did you say?
Conciliary.
You got it right.
Yeah.
Minus one on you.
I thought it was a G in there. Conciliary.
What are you, Tony Soprano?
Yeah. The G silent.
No, it's not.
It's like lasagna.
Why you got to say it like that?
He's right, though.
No, it's
not. It definitely is.
It is.
Oh, no. Well, great. Now here comes his research. It'll only take him an hour, Vlad. Don't worry about that.
It always comes back to food.
You haven't watched, how many mobs movies have you watched not to know that the G is silent?
Yeah, nobody says,
Nobody
says it like that. Certainly not Ed Orgeron.
Oh, my God.
Here you go.
Even.
He's got it, but he doesn't have it.
I got it.
Okay.
Minus one.
When you said you got it, do we have to wait another 3 minutes for you to got it? Because you either got it or you don't got it.
No, I've got it. It's stupid.
You mean because it says I'm right?
No.
It says I'm right, doesn't it?
It no. You're right. Oh, wait.
What are you doing? You can't hear it there.
Can oh, you, crap.
What are you doing?
And now he just turned off his computer.
I hit the wrong button.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. You're really a mess. It's unbelievable.
Where's the volume?
Nope.
He wants to play the audio of announcing.
No. I understand what he's trying to do. But instead he turned off his computer.
Wait. Oh,
remember, man. Mind you, he told us, I got it.
Say it.
Why does he have an accent?
So you're going to apologize to me?
Say it.
I apologize.
You apologize. Okay. Yeah, okay, thank you. Thank you.
And then why am I hearing background?
Because he's an idiot.
Wait,
That's why.
He has his own show on and he just turned on the volume.
Because he put on the volume of the computer because he wanted to get proven wrong.
Oh,
minus one, dude.
This is not minus one.
Yes, it is. Minus one. How you lost the technology.
You stopped the
again.
Show in its tracks Leroy, to catch something that wasn't right.
Tab.
Oh, I was just.
And you lost two battles with technology just there.
It's unbelievable.
Minus one.
Dude, I got a story for you.
No. You can tell me the story next segment, but you need a 30.
Maybe. You'll understand why I'm bad with technology.
I think I have an idea, but
no,
sure.
No.
I think I have an idea why you're bad
I
with technology.
I just got a whopper of a story that I have to tell you.
Take a break. We're back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
He's truly incredible. I mean, that's it really is something with how bad he is with technology.
Man.
He continues to impress all of us.
It's incredible.
Jay Gatto said it. I mean, his name starts with an L. Just should have taken the L.
I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm just like, what is he up to? And he's like, I got it. And I just know as soon as he says that, Vlad, that means he doesn't have it.
Oh.
As soon as he does that, I you know, and Shmeethan's right. Another day of him surprising me with being able to be worse than he was the day before. It's incredible. It's incredible. Like, he sits here and he goes, I got it. He doesn't got it, though.
I really hope he actually fixed it and, like, once.
What I loved is the fact that he wanted to play
right.
And hear
right.
The YouTube say, How do you say conciliate?
How do you say it? And he goes, oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I was wrong.
Yeah. It only took you to get the British guy to tell you you were wrong. And then, you know, us having to listen to you stumble around on turning your volume on and off.
And then he laughed at you when you said it's like lasagna.
Yeah.
And it was like, why are you laughing? He's absolutely
right. You know
what? Right.
It's because it was him.
Oh.
Yeah, you get blinded by it. You get blinded by wanting to prove me wrong.
Yes,
you can't handle yourself.
Yes. So, I told you guys at the break. So, my dad will call, and he always calls because he don't know what time. He always forgets what time I'm on the air. So he'll call, and then I'll call back, and he'll call and turn his phone off. He's like, "I made a call. I'm good." I'm like, how am I going to call you back? So I said, hey, I need your address. Just text it to me. Oh, I don't text. Like, why? He said, because I mash all the letters. I say, you have autocorrect. Nah, I don't trust it. He said, here's what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to call you right back. You send me the voicemail, and I'm going to leave you a message with my address.
Yeah, but here's why I respect your dad. He just knows what he knows. He's not trying to branch out at this point. How old is he?
78.
76? Okay, so he's pushing 80. 77. He's not trying to spread his wings into new technology. He knows what he knows, and that's it. You're sitting here. What this is going to happen when you're 78 years old is you're going to see him be like, I got it. That's going to be you.
So then I make it worse. And I say, Dad, technology kicking your ass, huh? He said, can't kick your ass if you don't put up a fight.
He's right. He's 100% right. I love him.
He don't even try.
He's like, I'm not going to enter the ring with that. What's the point?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, you want? He goes, how about we do this? I'll call you back. I'll give it to you. You write it down.
You don't even have to write it down. Like, when you leave a message, you can just read it from there.
No, I know.
Yeah, so, I mean, it actually worked out.
Pretty well.
Pretty well.
Sometimes the old school is the right school.
I'm not telling him that, because, like, he need to learn how to text.
Does he?
No, he doesn't. I said, hey, what do you got, like, iPhone 1? He said, man, I got one of them Androids.
Who do you think technology is the more difficult for? Mm-hmm. The old or people that did a long bid in jail?
The old.
It's the old?
They got technology in jail.
I think in jail they have technology.
They got computers and stuff.
Every time I'm watching these jail shows, Vlad, mm-hmm. like, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's maximum security. It's like the real bad people probably don't get technology. But every time I'm watching, like, these, you know, the prisoners, they got iPhones, they got FaceTime. Okay. Yeah, they got all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff going on. Mm. You know? Love that. I'm always marveling. I love trashy reality TV. I haven't watched this in a while because I think we ran out of episodes, but I used to watch Love After Lockup. And
that
they're on dating apps.
Wait.
Lock the board?
You know what? That has to be one of the craziest shows because...
You've seen it?
I've seen parts of it. Because they'll get out of... They'll confess their love to this person. And keep in mind, all you know is this person because this is the only person that's on the TV show. But then when they get out of jail... Then the other person says, you cheated on me in jail?
Yeah.
What you expect?
No, like I would say a good probably 40% of the prisoners, they got multiple love interests.
Right.
But I think they
really have no love interests because.
Yeah, they're just trying to find somebody who could, you know, give them some kind of money, some kind of life.
Right.
Very rarely are they
Or my favorite is when they get out of jail. And the girl's pregnant. That happened a couple times.
That's happened.
And I'm like, yo.
There's also happened where they found, like, there was one where it was, you know, she got a place with a man, but she wasn't straight. She was gay. And he's like, ah, really? He goes, are you sure?
What?
Yeah, he just really? Wasn't. He
was, so wait. So she was... She had a lockup situation with a woman.
Yeah.
But she
who was literally her partner in life and crime.
Right. Oh, okay. So they had been together before they went to jail. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. But she needed a place to shack up.
Exactly. Need a place to stay.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Didn't work out between them.
You think?
No, I'm just saying. Speaking of love, Aaron Rodgers, Mike McCarthy back together.
You know what? I'm going to change my tone a second.
Really?
This reason. Okay? Because this will be the last time I have to do this.
True.
Unless he changes his mind.
And then I'm glad. Then I'm going to be right back.
This was Aaron Rodgers.
He said, this is my last year. I'm riding out to the sun. I'm like, I can appreciate that. We ain't got to play the Aaron Rodgers game no more. Okay, I'm going to just enjoy it, enjoy him, and then be done with his career.
You're not going to enjoy him, though. You've never enjoyed him.
Sure, I don't, to be honest with you, listen, he's had one of the greatest careers as a quarterback to ever put on uniform. However, I don't think he's going to make that much of a difference in Pittsburgh because he's 42.
They won a division title, right?
10 wins, yeah. No Mike Tomlin, though.
You said that last year.
No Mike Tomlin. No Mike Tomlin.
This was
they got a McCarthy.
Mike Tomlin is responsible for 5 or 6 wins a year. Can you say that about Mike McCarthy? He's had successful years. I'm not saying he's not a successful coach, but Mike Tomlin could run out some scrubs and still win games. There's not a whole bunch of coaches in NFL you can say that about. Some guys are only great when all the circumstances work out. Mike Tomlin has played with absolute bums at quarterback and has had success.
This was Aaron Rodgers yesterday on his last season. You got the I don't have my buttons, Vlad. I got to do it off of StreamYard. So if you got the buttons there, yeah.
Could be your last year. Do you even think of that right now?
Yes.
That's in your last.
This is it. Yeah.
All right. There you go. Short and sweet, Aaron Rodgers.
I like that.
Because you don't have to hear from him. That's why. That's why you're excited. You don't have to hear anything from him.
Oh, don't worry. You'll be hearing from Aaron.
Did you see your guy Todd Monken yesterday? How mad he was at his quarterbacks.
Just throwing the ball willy nilly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We threw interceptions in 7-on-7 for God's sakes. I mean, who does that? There's no pass rush. I mean, it's embarrassing.
Hey. Oh, it's gonna be a long season.
Wait.
It's gonna be a long season in Cleveland.
Wait. He's not wrong. He goes, for Christ's sake, there's no pass rush.
Yeah. We threw interceptions in 7-on-7, for God's sakes. I mean, who does that? There's no pass rush. I mean, it's embarrassing.
Wow.
Dude. That being said,
you sound like a parent.
I've always said this. Now's the time you learn what your abilities are at quarterback. Right? So you might try to make some tight throws that you wouldn't normally try to make. I hate to see what those throws would look like if you rushed a little bit. Right?
It's not like Myles Garrett was coming after.
Right, that's the point.
Was it all the quarterbacks or was there a particular one? Was it Shador? Was it Dylan? Was it?
I don't know.
Was it Deshaun? Like, who was that? That was, because when you go.
When you get that mad, it's multiple quarterbacks.
He was irate. Like,
you know how hard it is.
We threw interceptions in 7-on-7, for God's sakes. I mean, who does that? There's no pass rush. I mean, it's embarrassing.
He's right.
Dude, when you make a statement and then ask a question after that, that's when you know you're livid, bro.
Who does that?
Who does that?
Nobody.
That's like talking to your children.
The only time I've seen a pick in 7-on-7 is when you do 7-on-7, you practice against another team. Right? But usually, quarterbacks will hold the ball too long just to not throw a pick. That's funny.
Trying to see who it was, but I can't see on.
Nah, I think Leroy's right. I think it was all of them.
Probably just all three of them.
All of them.
Oof.
I remember. I never been in an argument with a coach except once, and that was in Baltimore, and we got yelled at. The whole running back room got yelled at because we were doing something like just egregious. But the problem was, is that our coach was trying to be a motivational speaker instead of going over the material that we needed to know. So we really didn't know, right? We didn't know we were supposed to do this. So we get in the meeting the next day, and he goes into, you know, his motivational speaking. And I said, listen, I'm not trying to be difficult here, but if you're not going to defend us on the field, at least let's go over what we need to do so that if we screw up, it'll be on us and not on the fact that we didn't know.
Mm.
And that our days were numbered. But it was a legitimate argument, a legitimate problem.
Hey, cigar lovers, we're giving you a chance to win sold-out VIP tickets to Drew Estate's Florida Barn Smoker this November. Throughout the day, you'll enjoy premium and VIP cigars, curated food and beverage experiences, food trucks, drinks, and more. To be eligible to win, enter now at WQM.com/contest. Must be 21 plus to enter and attend. Valid ID required at event registration. We'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Girl, let's get real. Sun pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.